I have no use for snow, alas, for I no longer ski, and ice is likewise fun for others, but it's not for me, and yet each time this time of year rolls in like pouring sleet, it feels, I must acknowledge, like it's something nearing neat. Sports seasons are not seasonal, they overlap, I know, but still each new year promises that somebody will go and dazzle us with some performance never seen before, or seen so seldom that we're good with seeing it once more. Sometimes it is a goalie making supernatural saves, a hitter slugging homer smiling broadly as he waves and runs around the bases, sure he's reached the very top of his profession and that all the cheers will never stop. Perhaps it is a comeback that we never thought we'd see, or maybe it's a golf ball bouncing off a helpful tree, colliding with a rock, a squirrel, a donkey, or a mole, and landing with a loud kerplunk precisely in the hole. Perhaps a team that hasn't won, as long as heaven knows, will earn a big parade, and as the celebrating goes on day and night to end the dreary decades full of flubs, ah, no, forget it, that one's happened, that would be the Cubs. It could be that an owner, lately arrogant and rich, decides it's time to change his ways quite suddenly and switch from calling for tax subsidies and public cash as well to paying for the stadium he wants. Ah, who can tell? The great thing about starting fresh, or seeming to at least, is that we can pretend as hopes rise up like baking yeast that each new year's not only new but full of promise, too, and hope that every we and they and me as well as you can still be filled with wonder at a moment or an act that baffles us like fiction even though it is a fact. Hooray, say I, for 17. Who knows what it will bring? Not knowing is the point, the very essence of the thing that's bound to keep us watching as we have in other years through smiles and laughter, groans, applause, and sometimes even tears.